Welcome to Torat Imacha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Stacey Nechama Goldman, and today we will be studying Divrei HaYamim Aleph, Perek Yud Zayin, Chapter 17. In this chapter, David realizes that he has a solid home, yet the Aron sits in a temporary structure. He decides the time is right for building a permanent home for Hashem. The parallel passage can be found in Shmuel Bet, Chapter 7. Malbim explains that this story was so dear in the eyes of Ezra that he chose to copy it here with very few changes. The story has a deceptively simple beginning. David decides to build a house for Hashem. He consults the Navi, Natan, and Natan agrees the time is right. As in verse 2, Vayomer Natan el David, Kol asher bilvavcha aseh, ki ha'elokim imach. Natan said to David, all that is in your heart do, for the Lord is with you. What happens that night shows us the mystery of Hashem's ways while highlighting David's humility and devotion to Hashem, no matter what the answer is. That night, the word of Hashem came to Natan, telling him that David would not be the one to build the temple. Rashi quotes a midrash as to why Hashem needed to get this message to Natan so quickly. And it came to pass on that same night, etc. It is explained in the Midrash Shmuel, the Holy One, blessed be He, said to Natan, this man to whom I am sending you is a vower. Go forth and tell him before he swears to build it, you shall not build me the house for my dwelling. Another explanation, the man to whom I am sending you is zealous. Go tell him before he hires workers. David is so devoted to Hashem and serving him that Hashem rushes, so to speak, to inform David before he can act on his impulse. In this prophetic message to Natan, the Malbim extrapolates two reasons from the beginning of Hashem's prophecy why David will not be the one to build the Beit HaMikdash. Verse 7, Ve'ata ko tomar le'avdi le'David, ko amar Hashem tzvakot, ani lekachticha min hanaveh, min acharei hatzon liot nagid al ami Yisrael. And now, so shall you say to my servant, to David, so said the Lord of hosts, I took you from the sheepcote, from following the sheep, to be a leader over my people Israel. According to this verse, David is not qualified to build the Beit HaMikdash because he is not part of an established monarchy. He was taken as a shepherd to become the king. Verse 8, and I have been with you wherever you have gone, and I have cut off all your enemies from before you, and I made you a name, like the name of the great ones that are in the earth. This verse adds that there is no true rest in the land at this point. In Sefer Shmuel, when David thinks to build the structure, he reasons in chapter 7, verse 1, and the Lord had given him rest roundabout from all his enemies. Hashem explains here that the rest is artificial. There are actually daily threats from surrounding enemies. Hashem is just ensuring that they are never realized. The temple will be built when there is true peace. This condition is also mentioned in the verses from the Torah in Devarim, which speak about the building of the temple in chapter 12, verses 10 through 11. And you shall cross the Jordan and settle in the land the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance. And he will give you rest from all your enemies surrounding you, and you will dwell securely. And it will be that the place the Lord your God will choose in which to establish his name there, you shall bring all that I am commanding you, your burnt offerings and your sacrifices, your tithes and the separation by your hand, and the choice of vows which you will vow to the Lord. So Shlomo HaMelech, David's son, will have both the advantage of an inherited monarchy and also a true peace. The next verse highlights one of the slight differences between our chapter and Shmuel Bet. Our verse reads, "Vesamti makom le'ami Yisrael, Unitatihu v'shachan tachtav v'lo yergaz od v'lo yosifu b'nai of avla levaloto kasher berishona. And I shall appoint a place for my people Israel, and I shall plant them, and they will dwell in their own place and be disturbed no more. and wicked people will no longer afflict them as formerly. This translation actually agrees with verse 10 in Shmuel Bet chapter 7, which says le'anoto, to afflict. Our verse says something much more ominous, to destroy. The Gemara in Brachot 7b addresses this contradiction during a discussion about the importance of having an established place to pray. Through setting aside a place for prayer, they will merit to be disturbed no more, neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them anymore, as in the beginning, from Shmuel Bet, chapter 7, verse 10. This verse, cited by the Gemara, leads to an additional point. Rav Huna raised a contradiction. In the book of Samuel, in this verse, it is written to afflict them, while in the parallel verse, in Chronicles 1, 17, 9, it is written to destroy them. Rashi on the Gemara explains that originally the enemies would not be able to afflict Bnei Israel. However, once they sinned, affliction was allowed, yet they were not able to destroy them as a direct result of their prayers. Shmuel was written before the destruction of the first temple, and Ezra was written after. The prophecy ends with verse 14, as Hashem promised that David will have a son who will indeed build the Beit HaMikdash, and his kingship will last forever. Verse 14, V'hamadatihu beveiti uvemachuti ad ha'olam, b'kiso yia nachon ad olam, and I shall station him in my house and in my kingdom forever, and his throne shall be established forever. You may be familiar with the most famous reason for why David could not build a house for Hashem, that he had too much blood on his hands. We do not see this reason given directly from Hashem to David or a Navi. We only learn of this from David in chapter 28 of Divrei HaYamim Aleph, when he is giving directives to his son Shlomo before building the Beit HaMikdash. Malbim explains that perhaps this was not yet a legitimate reason for David not to build the temple, since he had not yet fought many of his battles that had a lot of bloodshed. Despite the fact that David has been denied his request to build a permanent house for Hashem, he rejoices at the news that a home will be built in the future by his son. He reacts by singing praises and thanksgiving to Hashem and praying for the future. He mentions his own personal prayers, as well as those for the entire nation. He thanks Hashem for the circumstances of his personal life, as well as for that of the entire nation Israel. He sees his own life within the context of history and Hashem's plan for him, as well as the Jewish people. David expresses contentment with his portion when he says in verse 18, Ma yosif od David elecha lechavod et avdecha, Ve'ata et avdecha yadata. What more need David seek you to have glory as your servant, for you know your servant. David feels he has no need to ask anything more from Hashem. He has given him everything he needs. The Gemara in Masechet Brachot quotes verse 21 from our chapter. Umi ke'amcha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz asher halach ha'alokim lifdot lo am lasum lecha shem gedulot v'noraot legaresh mipnei amcha asher padita mimitzrayim goyim. And who is like your people Israel, one nation in the world, whom God went to redeem for himself as a people, to make you a name of great and fearful things, to drive nations from before your people whom you redeemed from Egypt. In a most unusual manner, the Gemara asks, Rabbi Avin bar Rav Ada said that Rabbi Yitzchak said, from where is it derived that the Holy One, blessed be he, wears tefillin? The rabbis discuss various verses that prove that Hashem does indeed wear tefillin. This leads to a discussion of which verse would be inside the tefillin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The rabbis answer, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said to Rav Chia bar Avin, what is written in the tefillin of the Master of the World? Rav Chia bar Avin replied, it is written, who is like your people Israel, one nation in the land? Chronicles 1, 17, 21. Hashem's tefillin serve to connect him, in a sense, to the world, the essence of which is Israel. The idea that David's humble and grateful prayer, in which he marvels at the people he merits to rule, would be in the tefillin of Hashem allows us to set a higher standard for ourselves in living up to our potential and fulfilling our purpose as a chosen people to be a light unto the nations. Thank you for studying together. Le'ilui Nishmat Malka Esther Batzvi Yosef.